Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, gang. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we begin with a huge game in the battle for top four as Chelsea beat Leicester. Here's the best reaction to the game on my show. That, of course, is Andy Goldstein Sports Bar. That can be heard Monday to Thursday. We'll be on the top four.
It finished Chelsea 2, Leicester City 1, and the Blues avenged their FA Cup final defeat, and they put themselves within 3 points of Champions League football next season.
Why should we think about worst cases? We think about what we can influence, how we can play, where we to attack, where to defend. This is a strong group, they have a strong bond, and everybody can be sure that we will fight for it with everything that we will have.
I think you need to win the Champions League or the Premier League or get in top four. FA Cup is a nice bonus, but isn't really what's going to keep you on the job.
They definitely want trophies, Chelsea. Tuchel wants a straight trophy in the first, well, the first year of his tenure.
Yeah.
So getting in the Champions League is a massive thing.
As for Leicester, well, it sets up an agonising final day for them with Liverpool lurking. If Chelsea beat Aston Villa on the final day, then they will finish in the top four. If Liverpool win their final two matches, then Leicester could miss out. It finishes at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea 2, Leicester 1.
I think there's a story for you guys in the media. You know, the reality is we're a team with the 8th highest budget in the league, and we're asked to fight and compete with like the likes of Chelsea today, or Champions League finalists, Liverpool league winners. So I think my players are doing amazing. So we'll be disappointed if we don't arrive in there. But after 38 games, you deserve to finish where you finish.
Can we promise that we will win? No, we cannot. But we will be well prepared and try to make it happen. There is nobody, you will find nobody who wants it more than us.
Now, elsewhere in the Premier League, fans returned as Manchester United were held 1-1 at home by the mighty Fulham. Good team, Fulham. They'll do well next season in the Championship. Leeds beat Southampton and Brighton beat Man City. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Bruno Fernandes, the Manchester United Player of the Year. Leads out Manchester United. A huge cheer all around Old Trafford.
It's only 10,000, but you can hear them loud and clear, and you felt the buzz, you felt the energy when you walked in. It was great to have them back, and can't wait to be back and have a full stadium.
Manchester United 1, Fulham 0, 15 minutes on the clock. Yes, what a goal. Cavani was through. He must have been 35 yards out. The finish from Cavani was even better. A sublime dink over Areola.
Ah, fantastic goal. I don't think I've ever tried to chip a keeper in my life, and that was an example on how to do it. A fantastic finish.
I think, like anything, I can always accept human error, and if we didn't have VAR, that goal stands today. And while I'm disappointed and we're debating it a little bit, I get that maybe the referee at real time don't know where he's touched in it. We've got VAR. And while we've got VAR, why it's come into our game is to make these decisions correct.
Joe Bryan headed in. De Cordova Reed's cross from the right-hand side to give Fulham a point. Fulham relegated, of course. Manchester United edging closer to second place, but it's not nailed on just yet. Full-time here, though. Manchester United 1, Fulham 1.
We've had a promotion, relegation, promotion. And at the end of every season, top clubs and top organisations, top businesses, work out where they need to improve and get better. And that's what we need to do.
The winners, though, really, apart from Leeds, are guaranteed top 10, are the 8,000 fans who are here, and now the Saints players walking around the pitch to applaud them. Finished here, Southampton 0, Leeds 2.
Also means that Leeds will finish above Aston Villa, Gabby Agbonlahor. Leeds United, the myth.
He's been waiting for that.
Oh, all day.
Is that the best birthday present you're going
to
get?
I've been desperate for Leeds to win this game.
It's nothing short of a miracle, to be honest, because you know how hard the league is. Under Bielsa's guidance and tutelage, they've been brilliant, Leeds, and they've done more than expected.
Thoroughly enjoyable game. Ward-Prowse hit the top of the crossbar with a free kick for Saints.
Tough season, a long season. We still have the chance to get 3 points against West Ham. Would be another big game for us, and hopefully we have a good result in the end. It would help us. Yeah, still not good enough for this team, but we must do it better next season.
I still think it's a positive season. You've got to, you know, always look at the positives before the negatives, and I think we've done a lot well. There's a few things we need to work on, and that's what we'll try and improve on for next season.
It's cleared away, and there's the full-time whistle, and there is the roar of the Brighton crowd. That is what victory sounds like when you've come from 2-0 down to beat the champions. Everything is so much better with fans in the ground, and this is arguably Brighton's best home performance of the season. Brighton 3, Manchester City 2.
Listen, we won 3 Premier Leagues in 4 years. And everything, we have done it ourselves.
Yeah.
Nobody. We are not the historic team in the Premier League. You know that?
So we did it.
Yeah, of course. But that's right. But we did it ourselves. That's for sure.
You didn't get any help in hands of anyone?
Absolutely not. Zero.
We're using guys from the academy. We're trying to develop the young players. And at the same time, that's equals the points record, and performances have been really good. So we're positive. It's been a tough year, but it's another year in the Premier League for us, and we can build again.
Now, staying with football, and of course, it was announced yesterday that the Crystal Palace manager, Roy Billy Hodgson, would step down at the end of the season. The former Palace owner and ex-husband of Katie Price, Simon Jordan, reacted to the news, along with a whole host of Premier League managers.
Talk Sport breaking news.
And the news is this. After nearly 4 years of managing his boyhood club, Roy Hodgson will be stepping down as manager of Crystal Palace at the end of the season.
When you step away from a football club, or you step away from football for a while, and you've been in it for as long as I've been in it, it would be foolish not to think there's going to be some things you'll miss.
He's been a good manager, and also like father at me, helping me too much. It's a very, very, very sad news today for all players here.
Fantastic fella, really authentic. Whenever I meet, always got time for you, a real gentleman of the game. You know, and should be recognised for all his achievements at varying clubs, because in most clubs he's done well.
Roy is a good friend. He had a fantastic career, I think that he helped football to be better.
Roy Hodgson, one of the very, very greats of our business. He's a really, really nice guy, I have to say.
He's an absolute legend. What he's done in football, for English football, I think what he transmits as a manager, as a person, the work he's done at different clubs, I think it's remarkable.
Incredible man, had an incredible career. I'll be forever grateful that he gave me my England cap.
He's done what Roy Hodgson does. He stabilises a football club, he kept it on the straight and narrow. But he's an excellent manager, and the job that he's done for Palace in terms of the tasks that he's had to undertake has been excellent.
I've got to say his longevity, his professionalism. As a man, he's a terrific man, you know, and I've known him for a long time. So I really admire what he's done, and I think for him to continually keep his teams away from relegation and the standards which he's had over recent years has been terrific.
To still have the thirst to be in a club like Crystal Palace and still going until now, of course, is remarkable in itself. I certainly won't be doing it at that age, I can assure you.
For me as a young coach, he's someone that I admire.
I'm not sure he will retire. Maybe he stops only at Crystal Palace and searching for the next challenge. I would be not surprised about that. But on the day when he finally finished, football, we lose a really great person.
We'll miss him. It takes special people to stay in the game and be management that long. And to have longevity means that you've done a really good job.
I'm amazed by the longevity he's had in the game. He obviously has a severe passion for football, and it's admirable because at his age to still be occupying at the top level, I think it says a lot about him as a football man.
Who knows what the future will bring? I'm quite excited by the fact that I still have a future that I'm looking forward to, whether it be in football or elsewhere, and I'll wait and see what happens. And it's a never say never moment, I think.
And you can hear Roy Hodgson's final home game in charge of Palace live on the free TalkSport app, which is now available from all good app providers. Or just walk into WH Smith's and get in. Now, we brought you the news on yesterday's show that Harry Kane has reportedly asked to leave Spurs in the summer. But how much will Daniel Levy be willing to sell him for? I, of course, don't know the answer. So shortly, we'll hear from two men who have worked with Levy in the past. That's Harry Redknapp and Darren Bent. But first, Adrian Durham asks if Levy's position is under threat.
Doherty's cross into the penalty area, flicked on by Kane, and Harry Kane has done it! In the 88th minute, he scores his 150th Premier League goal, and it will take Tottenham top of the Premier League.
Harry Kane has emerged, got into the first team, become one of the best strikers in the world, and now a situation has been created on Daniel Levy's watch where he no longer wants to stay at Spurs. Now, Spurs, they considered themselves to be one of those elite clubs across Europe, didn't they? And we all scoffed at that, we all laughed at it, but that's what they think they are. Yet on Levy's watch, with him in charge, Harry Kane wants to leave Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. So I don't think his position is tenable anymore. So I'm amazed that with this news, he's sticking around.
All this speculation, I'm not sure. Like I said, the conversations I've had with H have been about the game the other day and then also preparing for the game tomorrow. So I don't know.
It's not going to be an easy one. You know, you're dealing with Daniel Levy and he's not an easy man. He's not easy to deal with. He's not suddenly going to go, oh, yeah, OK, Harry, yeah, no, I understand. Off you go, mate. We'll sell you cheap, you know. Yeah. He's going to cost a king's ransom, believe you me.
You know more than most. How difficult is it to get out of Spurs, especially when you're still in a contract?
But listen, it was hard for me, and I was nowhere near the level of what he is to Spurs, and it was difficult for me. I mean, I've told the story so many times about being on the plane, having to get off the plane, having to wait till Spurs got back from Hong Kong before the deal to Sunderland was done.
I love that story.
Honestly, it was so difficult. I mean, I never found out what the little piece was that was obviously missing, which is why it took so long. And you talk about a guy for Spurs who is going to be, if he stays there, their all-time record goal scorer. He's one of the greatest goal scorers we've ever produced. He's playing for Spurs. I've seen Berbatov struggle to get out. I've seen Robbie Keane struggle to get out. I've seen Bale, who was arguably one of the best in the country at the time, have to go for a world record fee to get out of Spurs. I've seen Modric have to leave Spurs. So if people think Kane's going to be able to go for 100 to 120 million, no chance. And Levy's one of them owners as well, by the way, that if he says, say he said 140 million... he's not letting him go for anything less than 140 million.
I think it will go the distance. I think it will be strung out. I think it will take a long, long time. Is the money there? Yes, of course. Manchester United have the resources. Yes. Manchester City have the resources. Yes. There's no two ways about that. I would say that Chelsea have the resources. There's three clubs that would love to have Harry Kane for sure. Listen, in football, if somebody wants you bad enough, guess what? They come up with the money.
I don't think anything's awkward because there's always speculation around the best players. Like I said, I'm sure there's been a lot of speculation in the last 3 or 4 weeks about the new manager coming in, all of these question marks, which is normal. When you're at a big club, that's normal.
I can understand maybe where he's coming from as well. I was in a very similar position myself at 28 at Spurs.
On now to boxing, and Tyson Fury's heavyweight world title fight with Anthony Joshua in Saudi Arabia on August the 14th looks in serious doubt, even though, of course, it's not been announced that it's definitely happening, because it hasn't, then it has, then it hasn't, then I'm just getting bored with it. Anyway, it's in serious doubt, as I was saying, because an American judge has ordered Fury to face Deontay Wilder for a third time before September the 15th. Fury's promoter Frank Warren joined White and Jordan to discuss what's next for both fighters.
Deontay Wilder, who's been down, who's been absolutely pummeled, and the towel comes in! The towel comes in! Tyson Fury is the winner in Las Vegas! Jay Reyes, he throws in the towel! Tyson Fury has done the remarkable! He has stopped the unbeaten, the ferocious Deontay Wilder!
I find that Wilder, like Lennox Lewis, would be irreparably harmed if Wilder were denied the opportunity to regain the championship. And that's his ruling. So he's saying that Fury must defend the WBC title to Deontay Wilder.
Do you know, there's a part of me that actually quite pleased about this, that they can't just monopolise the heavyweight division and sit there going, we'll have two fights, maybe we'll have three, maybe we'll fight when we feel like it, right? And everyone else can stand in line and whistle.
The lawyers in the States were very confident they were going to win the case. And I suppose the same as applied to the other side. But the negotiations are going on. A lot of announcements being made. And I think, I don't know how many times I've been on the show, Jim, and I've always said to you all along, until it's all signed up and ready to go, it ain't on.
This could end up in a complete mess. But I just hope they've managed to settle it behind the scenes.
This will be guaranteed that this will be cleared up. And the only way it will be cleared up, he'll have people that are influencing him in his ear saying, sorry, Tyson, you're a big boy. You and your management team signed an obligation. You're going to have to pay a big slug of the purse that you're getting from Anthony Joshua. Because nothing to do with Anthony Joshua, it's to do with you. Yeah. Anthony Joshua's not going to lose any of his fight purse. Right? They'll try and get some back off Joshua and he'll go whistle. It's not my problem, it's yours. And this will be about the economics of it. So I'd be really surprised if the fight on August the 14th doesn't go on. And I would be less surprised if Deontay Wilder doesn't come around with a big bag of swag and nip off like Ronald McDonald the burglar with a big bag of money.
We're hoping that we can come to some accommodation. We've started talks and hopefully there'll be an accommodation to meet with Wilder's side, which will enable Tyson and AJ to get it on. If not, then Tyson will have to fight Wilder.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the Talks by Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, tonight from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy, taking your calls after Liverpool's trip to Burnley, which, by the way, is live on TalkSport. Come on, the Burnley. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.